SKM FM Breakfast for your Thursday morning with Gary and Laura and Brendan Cole.
Brendan, how are you?
Very well, man. Very well.
Let's start by finding out all about your new show, All Night Long. What do we need to know about it?
You need to know you're coming to see a full-on spectacle. We've got 21 on-stage musicians and dancers. We've got the live aspect is what it's all about, and bringing the magic of Strictly to the stage, to the theatres, where people can see it firsthand, and with the live music behind us. The musicians are showing themselves. they're just brilliant. So yeah. Then you have the dance in front of it. A lot of Strictly chat, obviously, being the fact that I'm from Strictly, and I think, yeah, it sort of says what it says on the tin. I want to have a party. I want to have a phenomenal night on stage. But also, it sort of chops and changes through the different genres and styles of dance. So one minute you're doing a really intimate, beautiful rumba, let's say, to Fields of Gold, Ibi Casti, and the next thing you're doing some exciting Argentine tango that has a completely different feeling of emotion. I love it. Love it.
I bet you tell people stuff about your time on Strictly that we don't know already.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything you can tell us that we might not know about Strictly?
We have a little bit of fun. We poke a bit of fun at the judges, and the audience get really involved and really vocal as well, which is fantastic.
Oh, great.
And even, you know, if you've got even places we play, you know, 2,000 seaters, when you've got a whole audience sort of screaming at the stage, going boo or yay, you know, if you talk about Craig or something. I love that. I love the feeling of sort of mixing with the audience and sort of having a night with them rather than just coming along and watching a production, which it very much is. We've got a full-on staging and lighting and the whole schmozzle, but you kind of feel like every night is different depending on the reaction of the crowd. I love it.
And of course, you're known for putting on these huge, big shows, and part of that is the incredible costumes.
Yeah.
But have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction? Anything ever gone a little bit wrong?
Once I opened opened the second half and had this big caping number, I'm thinking, goodness me, the audience are loving this, the cape's flying around my head, there's some fire on the stage, and I'm thinking, why are they smiling? It's normally a bit more of a dramatic piece of theatre, and finished this, you know, big split on the stage with the cape wrapped around my neck, and everyone just starts laughing, and a little lady on the front goes, check your flies, Brendan, which I just thought was just brilliant. So it's a full on entertainment show.
Thursday morning, it's KM FM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and Brendan Cole.
We've watched back some of your judging on the New Zealand version.
Oh, have you?
We wanted to sit because it was, and it seemed so weird you sitting one along from Craig. What effect did that have when you were then not on the panel with him, when you were over here, and then you're dancing in front of him again? Was that weird?
The weird thing was I'd done Dancing with the Stars as a judge for out in New Zealand for 5 years, or for 3 years initially, and then Craig came out for the last two. So where it went from just me not having him there, and he arrived, and of course he's quite a strong personality, and we clashed big time on the show. It was proper handbags at dawn on the show. However, the next day we'd be sitting down on the waterfront having a lovely glass of wine together, because we really do get on. So got a lot of respect for Craig. He's one of my favourite judges on the show. He is probably my favourite judge on the show in actual fact. Him and lovely Darcy. So I think it's all a bit of a balance, and we've got to remember, it's a TV show, and at the time it does mean something to you because your adrenaline's going and you've just worked very, very hard on a dance or whatever.
Yeah.
And likewise with the judges, they're reacting to something they see, but it's all just an entertainment show. So
I think because you were more vocal than some of the other dancers, and rightly so, you know, you defended your corner. I felt that was because further down the line, the judges kind of knew that might be coming from you, that I thought the judges were harder on you.
Yeah, I think so.
Am I alone in thinking that? I don't think I am.
I have no idea why they were with me. I couldn't say that. But yeah, they know what they're going to get with me, so they can either play it one way or another. They can go, do you know what? I know I'm going to get an argument from him, so I'm just going to be, you know, quite plain and quite nice about this situation, even though it wasn't that good, like they do to some others. Or they can push a button, and my buttons are easily pushed. I'm an emotional person, and especially when my adrenaline's going, which it is on Strictly. So who knows why they do what they do? But it's all for entertainment, and I'm glad they do if they do, because it means I can actually react and I can have a personality on the show as opposed to being a wallflower.
And of course, you won the show. Where is your glitter ball trophy? That's what I want to know. Is it in the downstairs loo?
It is. Currently in a box in the garage, broken.
No, it's broken. How did you break it?
It's been with me for 15 years. It's moved to about 16 different houses. These things happen. KMFM Breakfast. Same.
Say It. Now, the top score is...
Anton Dubek with 16. That's the top score. Molly King is just below him with 15.
He's probably thought about that as well. So, go on, carry on.
So, we've got Ollie Mers is at the bottom with 9. Yeah, so, you've got to beat Ollie Mers.
Is your marker.
Yeah.
He's 9.
But Anton's at the top spot, I mean, with 16. I think the competition is on.
And you've got a minute to try and beat Anton Dubek.
Say It. Farm animal, they lay eggs.
Chicken.
Yes. Yellow character on Sesame Street, the giant one with all the feathers. Yes. She is a friend of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. It's the one that's pink.
Pass.
Okay,
no,
pass. Okay, it's a country in the UK. It's not Wales, Ireland, or England. It's the other one.
Scotland.
Yes. It's what you would have to put on something to keep it really secure. There can be a combination or with a key.
Lock.
Yes. It's a citrus fruit, a yellow one.
Orange.
No, the other one, the yellow
lemon.
One. Yes. It's they squeak. Mickey's a famous one. Mini.
Mouse.
Yes, it's what you ring on somebody's front door so that you can get
doorbell.
In. Yes, it's a type of fruit, it's got spikes on it and it's tropical. Oh, I can't think about it. You have it with ham on a pizza. A pass, okay. It's a big cat.
Pineapple.
They go really, really fast. They go really super fast. Big cat.
A cheetah.
Yes, it's what pineapple is, a type of what?
Fruit.
Yes, it's what Titanic hit and then it sank.
Iceberg.
Yes, it's a game you play in the summer with a bat and a wicket and
There goes the buzzer.
I don't think I beat him. Did I get pineapple?
I've gone back and I've marked your pineapple in latterly. You've got that. So piglet, we didn't quite get
piglet.
To. Piglet, you were
one,
halfway there with pig. So chicken, 1. Big bird, 2. Scotland, 3. Lock, 4. Lemon, 5. Mouse, 6. Bell, 7. Pineapple, 8. Cheetah, 9. Fruit, 10. Iceberg 11, cricket 12.
Oh, 12. That's a great score. Level with Ed Sheeran, though. Your buddy from the show.
Your buddy from
the
show, Ed Sheeran.
Listen, I don't mind being level with talent because that's what he is.
Exactly.
Well, fantastic. We can't wait to get to the show and everyone's raving about it on all the Twitter and everything.
Great.
Just
thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
The show is all night long and you can see it on Tuesday, the 6th of March at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells and Sunday, 25th of March at the Churchill Theatre in Bromley.
Brendan Cole, everybody.
Thanks
so much, Brendan.
Thank you.